Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. I am your host, Adrian Colbo, and today I am sitting down with Christian Ramirez, co-owner, manager, master of marinated meats at La Guadalupana Taqueria y Carniceria in South Sioux City. Welcome, Christian.
Thank you for having me.
Now, did I say those things?
Pretty spot on.
Pretty yes, spot on? Okay.
Pretty spot on. Impressed.
I'm very impressed. I appreciate it. I practice in my car a lot. I just, try to let that roll off. But Christian, I am so excited to have you on the program today. We are sitting in the studio live right now. We're going to talk tacos and marinated meats and pretty much everything that you and I talked about the last time I stopped into your shop.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to start. We definitely are a master of everything and all our craft, tacos, burritos, the whole nine yards.
And being a master of your craft, give us the heritage of this in your family.
We're 18 years in the business, 15 years with making food and tacos and recipes, homemade recipes that we've continued on throughout the years. It's a matter of keeping the consistency there. You know, throughout the years, we've had changes in cooks and all that, but the main foundation is there that my dad laid out for everybody. So it's definitely homemade recipes and quality meats. That's key.
Homemade recipes that are from the tradition in Jalisco. Is
correct.
That right?
Yeah. Okay. Correct. Yeah.
So, and there's kind of a specific style to a lot of these recipes from that region.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people know about the region and the style, but it's all about trial and error with adding seasonings and salt and the whole nine yards. And we really throughout the years have got it correct and it's consistent every time. If you go in today, or if you go in next week, you're gonna have the same type of taste really in your food.
Are these recipes written out?
No.
Are they oral? Or are they passed down?
It's an oral passed down. Again, a lot
tradition
of
tradition type thing.
Trial and error to where the point where the way we make it, we know if it's too much, too right. little bit, and we got it and perfected it now.
So you know, kind of like tasting the pasta sauce, you dip the spoon in, you taste it, and you know if it needs
correct
more salt or whatnot.
Correct. A lot of trial and error, but that we've got down where we don't overcook it, undercook it, right. oversalt it. None of that happens.
So talk to us a little bit about, the store in general there at that location on Dakota Ave.
Well, we started off as grocery store and meat market 18 years ago. 1999, 2000 is when we did. My parents started it, Miguel and Maria. And throughout the years we've been there. We have family. I have two brothers and two sisters. We've been out through the business and we've kind of helped out here and there. But it started as just a grocery store all throughout. And then throughout the years, about 15 years ago, my dad wanted to do like a taqueria type mm-hmm. style. So serve food, tacos, burritos. And it was just more of a, let's see what happens. At that point in time, there was not a lot of taquerias around here.
Really?
So he started that. And
it's hard. It's almost hard to imagine.
It is
that there weren't a lot of taquerias in South Sioux City.
It is, and a lot of people know. They know him. They knew him. They knew him late, like I told you before. But again, people knew him, and he had a following, and he started it really all. And we're just continuing on his tradition.
So your father, he passed away, sadly passed away. But you're carrying on those traditions and. Came back to the business, right? Or became more involved?
Correct. Yeah, I've been back for about 2 years now and kind of just trying to improve a lot. We try to improve a lot of things. We lost a lot of business. But again, our consistency was there with our food
right.
and all that.
Just relationship-driven business, right?
Correct.
Your father passed and then it kind of people lost sight of La Guadalupana and probably started going other places. But now that you're back and you're taking more of an interest, things are improving a lot, right?
Correct. The main thing right now, we have a lot of seating. Before, we only used to be able to only seat about 24 people.
Sure.
Right now, we're pushing about 60 people right now.
Right.
So we added three more booths, a whole new countertop, updated our current countertop, and put four more tables in there. So we could definitely accommodate a lot of people now.
And it's interesting, this food is, you talk about family tradition and how these recipes are passed on, and everybody has kind of their own perfected version. To be without seating means that you can't have all those families in there. So this is a big deal to open up your place so that families can come in and enjoy that that afternoon on a weekend, right, together in your store.
Correct. A lot of things, it was the weekend. Weekend we get really busy, and with only essentially five booths and about four stools mm-hmm. with the countertop, that's not a lot of room for people. So I had a lot of people taking it to go, which we didn't lose business in that respect. But I'd rather accommodate everybody there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different thing to see everybody there and sit down as a family and gather and be able to eat and have their family dinner there.
Have some music in the background and kind of have that vibe going.
Yeah, it's a special thing.
People, you know, within the food industry, you know, creating an atmosphere and, you know, kind of that hospitality aspect of welcoming people into a spot that they feel comfortable and staying in, right?
Exactly. I try to talk to everybody that comes in to make them feel comfortable. Looking at the menu, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. There's so many different meats. I have probably 7-8 different meats on that menu. And you can go tacos, burritos, nachos, tortas. We can go all day.
And you need some guidance.
You do. You need some guidance. So I try to make it a point to take them under my wing, if you will.
Right.
Just to see, hey, look, you know what? Let's try this, you know, today.
The taco tour guide.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we do it. We do it all the time. Just, again, to make it feel more homey.
Well, I know that I visited for the first time recently, and we did just that. You know, we sat at this countertop, and I love the countertop feel. I love, you know, in a coffee shop, the bar area, in a restaurant, the bar area. You feel like you're, you know, kind of peering over and looking at everything being made. So talk about your menu. What makes your experience in your menu different?
Really, it's just the quality. It's quality in meat, to the fact that you can see everything being done in front of you, essentially, and cooked right in front of you. The countertop we changed a little bit. Our other countertop, there was something covering, really a clear thing covering the fact that when you're making tacos and all that, now the way we have it, you can see down and look and see everything being made.
Being prepped.
Again, quality, because you can see everything from my meat being chopped up and getting ready before it's even made, from my meat counter that's steps away, to it actually being put on the grill and being seasoned and made in front of you.
Well, I love tacos, and I've had a lot of tacos. I grew up on the west side of Sioux City, and I've traveled and everything. Coming back to Sioux City, tell us about your mixture. You got beef, pork, and chorizo, right?
Yep.
And those three things together make
alambre.
Alambre.
Yes.
Right. And that's not unique to your shop, but you've perfected it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If there's one thing that we pick apart and stands out on our menu, it is exactly that, the alambre. Just
alambre.
The combination of those three, you would never, I mean, you think, all right, maybe, but when you actually see it, it's absolutely amazing.
The beef, the pork, and the chorizo.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All three combinations. Well, you got a couple other things in there. You got, you know, your onion, you have your bell pepper. Not hot, and then our special sauce, our seasoning sauce. That's the secret. That's the secret in it all. You could throw anything in there. You could throw all three different meats in there.
And that's built into the marinade?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, that's after the fact.
That's
once everything is all already prepped, that's like the icing on the cake.
Mm. So when I tried the verde and the roja.
The green sauce, yeah, green.
Yeah,
red
so
sauce.
I tried the green and the red.
Yeah.
And then you had a special roasted jalapeno, was it?
Yeah, it's a molcajete. It's what we call molcajete.
Okay.
Yep. It's essentially jalapenos that are actually grilled.
Uh-huh.
So it brings a different spice to it all. So
anything,
on our meter of the order that it goes in, it's green, red, and then the molcajete sauce as far as how hot they are. But flavor-wise, they all have very great flavor built in them. But again, it was a lot of trial and error way back when, 15 years ago, that again, the recipe has been passed down. I mean, you can get sauces very wrong. Mm-hmm. You don't put salt, pinch of salt here and there.
It really is interesting. I've tried to make like tomatillo salsa, like a verde salsa, and it is one of those things that I realized it takes a lot of tweaking, and it is about salt, and it's about viscosity and just, you know, how well it sticks. How do you get that correct consistency?
It's a matter of they have so much experience doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all my cooks in there have over 8 years experience at least in doing it. And it's an essentially every other day thing. I mean, because we make buckets of the sauce.
Right.
So we were talking about it too. You can make, you know, some at home in a small batch. But when you're making buckets of them,
mm-hmm.
It's totally different. The consistency has to be right. The salt has to be correct in all of it. And again, they really got that absolutely right. And that's key when you're eating a taco. You want to get that spice.
Right.
You know, the tacos already have the flavor to them, but you want that extra kick. You know,
yeah.
And if you don't want, you know, a huge kick, green is the way to go. That's just a nice flavor, you know. Red is to give you a little more kick. And if you, you know, can enjoy hot things and you want a little hotter, the Molcajete is definitely the way to go.
Well, I tried all three, loved it. But the thing that balanced it all out was the quality of the tortilla.
Yes.
The corn tortilla. And so tell us about your corn tortillas and...
Key, it's actually a local guy in town. His name is Samuel. People know him. People get his taco, his tortillas. It's El Lago Tortillas. He's again key in all the process. Definitely the quality tortilla that they make. It's something. It's something else that makes the taco. You can't have good meat without a bad tortilla. Yeah, you gotta have both. And really, the time to go in and try that is the weekend. On the weekend, we have a nice big cooler of tortillas, hot tortillas that people can go home and take.
And they're fresh made.
And they're fresh made. Yep. We open at 5:30 in the morning. He's there at that time. And
Saturday you open at 5:30 in the morning.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Saturday and Sunday at 5:30 in the morning, yes. And you got fresh tortillas.
Fresh tortillas. You can't beat that.
Oh man.
Now at about 8 or 9 o'clock, about 8 o'clock, we have a lady making handmade tortillas. Now that's something special. Again, goes back to the countertop. Being able to see that. When you see that. You want more. You want to try it, you know, or even people that are passing in, you know, that come and get our carnitas, again, that we talked about Saturday and Sunday. Carnitas are done at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Carnitas is my favorite thing to order, you know, but for me, it does need to be, you know, slow roasted, but not have sat for a long period of time, right?
Correct.
So that the oils and things like that soak back up into the meat.
Yep.
You want that... just that great flavor and almost that lean roasted pork
that fall off the bone.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yep, 9 a.m. They're down. That's the reason we open so early at 5:30 in the morning is to make that. It takes a couple hours to make.
That's incredible. That's
why it's done at 9, and that's again consistently Saturday and Sunday. And sometimes we sell out here about in like 3 hours. There are some days where we've had to up our orders, you know, up how many pounds we cook just because people know about it. And we have a nice counter going on there, mm-hmm. right next to the register. We have, it's really a custom every weekend. People come in and we have our carnitas on that table. The tortillas are right there in that cooler, right in that same vicinity. And then we also have nopales, also known as cactus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a marinated cactus?
Essentially like a pico de gallo with,
sure.
You know, your onion and cilantro and onion, the whole nine yards. We have that too that you can get on the side with that carnitas. So people do get that, and also our menudo, our soup. That's key.
Man, we do this over lunch on a Friday, and
yeah.
I feel like I really should eat before we come. But you brought tacos in with you today, right?
Yes, I did. I've got the
salsas are sitting here. What did you bring in with you?
I just brought in steak and our alambre.
So your counter there, it's a carniceria, so you've got a meat counter, and that's where all of your meat comes from for the tacos.
Correct, yeah. A lot of taquerias don't have that. You know, they'll just have a meat slicer there. But the difference between us is we not only do we have quality meats,
mm-hmm.
we also pick the meat apart. You won't get, you know, chunks of fat in your meat ever. If we're talking steak, you will never get that. And that goes back to trimming it. You have to trim it before it gets sliced. And that's a lot of times where other people don't take the time to do that. And again, we go back to consistency. Consistency is key. We will always get that same lean meat every time. And again, that's because our meat counter is right there.
Well, that's all awesome. We hinted at you talked about the cactus. We talked about some of the fresh salsas. One of the things that I tasted the other day that blew my mind was the marinated carrots.
Yes, carrots.
Talk about that recipe and what's all in that recipe.
We can't get too specific, but essentially, you know, vinegar. We talked about it. Vinegar is key.
The importance of vinegar for breaking down, but also you said boiling, right? The carrots.
And even goes as far as storing as well.
To tenderize and then to for
storage.
For storage.
You know, because again, you have to make buckets of it. That's
right.
How much we go through. And that vinegar is key. You refrigerate that, and with that vinegar, as long as it's in the vinegar, it'll last you.
Salt and vinegar. Curing effectively, pickling.
And the texture of it too. It's a nice texture. It's not like you're biting into a hard carrot.
Right.
Definitely.
Well, there was vinegar, and there was olive oil.
Salt.
Oregano.
Some.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll try to get to any sugar, or is it just naturally sweet from the carrots?
Natural.
Okay. So these pickled carrots were, or the marinated carrots were just off the charts. So, well, I love all your recipes. I love that you're putting some effort and some work back into that location. I know you're investing some money into having more seating and some doing some other things. Is there anything else going on there on Dakota Avenue in your location there?
The key when you're driving down the avenue is our new sign. We have a brand new sign. That sign has been there. An older white sign has been there for 18 years. Again, that was history. That was history taking it down. It was hard to take it down. It was hard to change it. But part of my remodel that I wanted to do, that was key in changing that sign. It's to say, hey, look, come and look at us. Come in and check us out because we're new. We're different, you know, and it'll catch, you know, your attention, especially at night. We put LED lights in there. So you definitely coming down, you could definitely see it. And key is when you're looking for it, when you're looking for a location driving down the avenue, it's the Big Virgin Mary. Can't miss it. Big brown sign, Virgin Mary. Cannot miss it. Right before the train tracks.
Can't miss it right before the train tracks. Yeah. Is there anyone else you want to give a shout out to? I mean, I know your mother is a huge part of this.
Huge. Yeah. My mother and family, really. I mean, they've continued the tradition. Now it's my time and, you know, I'm co-owner of it, mine and my mother's. So, you know, she definitely paved the way for it all, you know, and she is the reason why, you know, we're still doing it consistently and why, you know, we are putting effort still into it. You know, she definitely drives us every day. I could speak on, you know, for my family, for my whole entire family, really.
Well, I definitely feel the passion, and I heard about your taqueria secondhand from a friend of mine who was talking about it. So just keep up the awesome work, you know, passing on these traditions, and I hope that you're able to pass your tradition on to your offspring as well and keep this thing going.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, today I've been speaking with Christian Ramirez, who is the co-owner, manager, and as I called him earlier, the marinated master of marinated meats at La Guadalupana Taqueria y Carnicería out in South Sioux City. And it's been a pleasure having you on the program today, Christian.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. This is Adrian Colbo. I'm signing off here for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. Tune in every Friday at 12:10 p.m. just after the news for another installment of Food for Thought. Have a great weekend.